The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
It is my great honor to have one of the most unpredictable, and that means the most fair, of all the cable TV hosts in the country. And somebody who's also becoming a distinguished writer. Actually, I shouldn't say becoming. That's almost patronizing. Jake Tapper is a CNN anchor of The Lead on CNN and State of the Union, and he's chief Washington correspondent. His new book is called The Hellfire Club, and I'm enjoying reading it enormously. It's a political thriller. And Jake, one of the things that we were just speaking about off the air for a moment is part of the theme of the political thriller that you've written, Hellfire Club, we've posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is it takes place in 1954. And there's lots of stuff going on in Washington that is below the surface, that isn't focused on or exposed by the media. There's almost a secret life occurring in the nation's capital. Is that still true?
That's it. First of all, let me just say how much I love being on your show. And as I've told you before, I've been a fan of yours since, you know, for decades. So
I appreciate it.
Always great to be on your show because I admire you so much.
Thank you.
I think it is better today than it was. I think that as swampy as Washington is, and you and I have talked about this before, President Trump is not wrong about that diagnosis. I don't know if he's fixing it much, but that's a separate debate. He's not wrong that it's swampy. I think it is less swampy in many respects. I think reporters today are more aggressive. Reporters back in the 50s and 60s, we know that they covered things up. For instance, John F. Kennedy's extramarital dalliances, et cetera. Reporters covered things up. There's a reporter, I think you're at the point in the book where there's a reference to Joe Alsup, the columnist, doing work for the CIA. That's true. That happened. So I think things are less swampy than they were, and I think reporters are more aggressive. After Watergate, there were a number of reforms in terms of transparency, requiring people to disclose campaign donations, et cetera. So I think it's better. That said, money rules more today than it ever has. And if people wonder why parties are being driven to the extremes, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, I think a lot of it has to do with money. And the demand that politicians are pure on issue A, B, or C in order to get money from either millionaires or trade unions or corporations or whatever. So in that respect, I think things are a little bit worse.
In terms of the influence on money in politics, one of the things that you hear all the time from President Trump's most enthusiastic supporters is that because he's so rich, he's independent of that. He's free of that. And that's precisely why so many of the, quote, swamp creatures are determined to destroy him at all costs, to which you say?
Well, I would buy that if he spent his own money on his campaign, but he doesn't, and he hasn't for a long time. I mean, I think he was self-funded to begin with when he started his campaign. But then afterwards, he was just like anybody else getting campaign donations.
Now, Rudy Giuliani said yesterday that Trump spent $100 million on his own campaign. Do you think that's true?
So first I've heard that.
No, Rudy said it. He said, what's $130,000 when he spent $100 million on the campaign?
I did not know he said that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. Let me go find out if that's true. I would be stunned if that were true.
No, I don't think – certainly, if true, it wasn't reported, which is a legal problem.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. And I think, you know, President Trump said today, just a few hours ago, you know, Rudy's only been on the job for a few days, you know, gives him some time so he can get his facts straight. And I think that Rudy Giuliani, for all his leadership during 9/11 and other things he's done that are great, I don't think he served President Trump all that well the last couple of days. I think he has created some chaos, and even the Trump legal team, according to CNN's reporting, was apoplectic at some of the things he stated. It's not clear how factual any of those statements were. But if it were true, I understand the appeal of a self-financing candidate. There's no strings on me, et cetera. But I think President Trump stopped spending his own money a long time ago. And in fact, even like when he would fly Trump Force One or stay in Mar-a-Lago, et cetera, all that is paid for, if not by taxpayers, because he's president and, you know, that's normal, but by the Republican National Committee or by the Trump campaign. And look, I mean, he's not known for being a lavish spender, really. He's known for, you know, not paying people, for being frugal, for being a tough negotiator. And I don't think that argument would hold now. There was a decent argument during the primaries, but I think it went away then.
Now, and of course, and people would say right now he's being frugal with the people's money, et cetera, and that's to his credit. Let me get to some of the objections that people have, and you hear them all the time, and I know you're very familiar with this litany of complaints that people have about so-called mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's appropriate that people have this sense that there is an agenda behind the disproportionate, huge focus on the Mueller investigation by your network, CNN, and by so many other sources in mainstream media?
It's a fair question. You know, I think an even broader question might be, do we spend too much time covering the president?
Yep.
And I mean, I think, you know, not just the Mueller investigation, but everything the president says and does. And
right. It's even more than now. President Obama got a lot of coverage, but
yeah,
with President Trump, it's like he's the only show in town.
I agree. I also think that there's a fascination that the public has with him. And you know, it's better than us covering a tabloid murder trial type of thing. It is the president of the United States. But let me back up to your question, which was, do we cover Mueller too much? I mean, I would say that sometimes I feel like we're covering it too much and sometimes I don't. I don't think President Trump does himself any favors by talking about it as much as he does. There are days when we are preparing to cover stories having to do with things he would like us to cover, the economy or, you know, North Korea or whatever, and then all of a sudden he goes on a tear, either on Twitter or in front of cameras, talking about the Mueller investigation, saying things that are of questionable factuality, saying things that are certainly newsworthy in terms of what he's asserting about a law enforcement investigation. And that makes the story a bigger story, him talking, the president of the United States talking about it. So that's one, and I think even Trump supporters would acknowledge that he often steps on his own message and gets in his own way.
Jake, we were talking about the media before and the fascination with President Trump. I've often thought, given my movie background, the real debate between conservative media and so-called mainstream media is whether the Trump presidency should be covered as a superhero movie or as a monster movie. I mean, it's either, you know, the greatest threat to civilization we have ever seen or the greatest president we have ever seen. One of my colleagues recently said that he felt that Trump in just 1 year had exceeded Washington and Lincoln and TR and FDR. And is it possible, even in the midst of all this drama and melodrama, which gets ratings, that we have a need to get a little bit more normal perspective on all of these extremely newsworthy events?
Yeah, I mean, and the truth of the matter is, I would prefer a return to the kind of normalcy that you're talking about. Just on my personal preference would be, I bet that John Kelly and I would not disagree too much, the Chief White House Chief of Staff, about what we would like in terms of how the president would comport himself. I would prefer to cover the policy debates. I think there are fascinating things going on with trade, but every time I have one of those scheduled in the show, he blows it up by, you know, going before the cameras and saying something about how Rudy, you know, give Rudy a few days, he'll learn the facts, et cetera, and makes a much bigger, more newsworthy event. My perspective is that probably one channel portrays this as a superhero movie and another channel portrays this as a monster movie. And I like to think of CNN as kind of like covering it more possibly as like a mystery, like where is this all headed?
Which is what the Hellfire Club, your new book, is.
Right. Exactly.
Because I still don't know how it's going to turn out because I haven't finished reading it. But go ahead.
In any case, you know, I agree. I mean, and I don't like the Stark coverage. And, you know, you and I have talked about this off air and on Twitter. But last time I did the show, I believe you enlightened me about a concept in our heritage, in the Jewish heritage of Dan Lakoff Zichos, the idea of don't always run to the most uncharitable interpretation of something when somebody does something. And that's something I thought about most recently when President Trump said something about the Paralympics and how it was a little bit, it was tough to watch too much. And to some people, it immediately seemed as though the president was saying it's tough to watch people with disabilities. To other people, it seemed like he was just saying it's tough to watch too much because I have such a busy schedule. I tweeted about it at the time and footnoted you, of course. But it's something that I think about all the time. Not that everything the president does is wonderful, and not everything the president does is horrible and with the worst intentions. He certainly is not what we're used to as a president. He certainly says things that aren't true, which I find troublesome. He certainly says things that sometimes are indecent. Something that comes to light just because I'm looking at John McCain's new book is when he insulted John McCain's war heroism. So, I mean, I think those things can be called out, but everything else I think needs to be covered in proportion to what it is and with the recognition that this is a flawed human being, but he is a human being.
By the way, one of the things that goes to that concept of judging people to their benefit, giving them the benefit of the doubt, is there's a saying in the Mishnah that if you tend to judge them favorably, then God will judge you the same way. And I'd like to hope so. In terms of how this all works out, you've plotted a novel. In the minute that we have left, how do you think this entire scandal culture, is Mueller going to be fired? How's this going to end up? What's going to happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, obviously, Mueller is a very serious person, and he has guilty pleas and indictments already. Does this lead to anyone else being indicted? I don't know, and I would be very hesitant to make any predictions. I think it's a serious matter, and I hope that however it lands, everyone respects it.
Do you think there is a chance he would be impeached and removed from office, which many Democrats want?
Yes, I think there is a chance that would happen if the Democrats win the House back in November and Mueller finds evidence that either the president or people very close to the president either knew about any sort of conspiracy with the Russians or if the president obstructed justice. I do think that. And you heard James Comey say he doesn't think that that's the most appropriate way for the story to end. He hopes that people, if Trump leaves office, it's because of the voters, not because of Mueller and impeachment.
Right, absolutely. High crimes and misdemeanors is a very high bar. There's a high bar of readability, which Jake Tapper surpasses in his new novel, The Hellfire Club. Jake, we have to continue the conversation and appreciate your coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. I'd love to come back anytime. Thank you so much, and good Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom and Godspeed to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.